Star 94.1, and our guest is Carolyn Ramsey. Carolyn, how are you?
I am wonderful. Today is the day that my album released, and I'm good. Just trying to go shopping.
Oh, I heard that. I heard that. So I know you are excited.
I am so excited. You know, this is so funny. This album release is different from any other one that I've ever had, and I think probably just because this is my first Christian record in 10 years. And not only is it my first Christian record in 10 years, but it's the first record that I ever would have released on my own record label. So I'm psyched. Absolute.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, congratulations for the first record released in 10 years. And also, congratulations for having your own record label. That's got to be a great feat in its own.
Yeah, thank you so much. It is. I'm overwhelmed. I actually wrote about it today on my blog at, you know, TaylorRamsey.com, and I really don't know really how to feel. I'm just kind of like in awe and shocked. Yeah. And I'm such a little girl. I actually went to all the Walmarts in my area to see what's the album in there, and I was buying up everyone I saw. And it was really there. I was like, wow, for real.
Oh,
so I'm excited.
Man. What took you so long, Carolyn?
You know, that's a really good question. I will say this, though. After I won Divas, that was in 2003. Mm-hmm. Remember, I put out that record in, like, 2005. And then I got out of my contract with Divas in, like, 2007 mm-hmm. or 2006. And then for, like, a year, I kind of didn't want to sing. I didn't want to do anything. So I just kind of relaxed at home and went to the spa and went to the beach and hung out. And then, I got back to wanting to sing again. And so in 2007 or so, I signed a distribution contract. Well, I started forming my record label, and then I signed a distribution contract with Central South.
Wow.
And then I started working on the record, and then I stopped because I got started on it, and I was like, I don't know if I really want to do this, and then I stopped. And then I got to the place maybe like about 5-6 months ago where I couldn't sleep at night. And I was like, God, okay, you know how that song say, well, you can't sleep at night. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Like, maybe God is trying to tell you something. So I realized, that's okay, God trying to tell me something. And it was in regards to the album, and it was like, God was like, you know, just give me this one, and I'll show you my power. And I was like, okay. So I kind of got myself in gear, and within the last 2 to 3 months, I really finished the record, and now I got it out. So it has been a whirlwind.
How hard is it to, well, how hard is this industry that you're in?
The music industry is a brutal business. Don't let nobody fool you. We see, y'all see the fame and the money and the glory side, but you don't see the perseverance. You don't see the actual business side of it, that sometimes things aren't fair. Sometimes contracts ain't right. So you definitely have to know the business end of it to be able to make it work. You know, so it's a hard business, but I just kind of persevered and decided that I was going to do this. And I've never done anything else. I've been doing music since I was 13 years old. I got my first record deal at 14. So this is all I know.
Wow. Carolyn, what can we expect on this project?
Beyond the Darkness is the title of the record, and it's absolutely my most personal project yet. You guys are going to hear, you know, my heart. And I think unlike any other record that I've ever released, this record is more personal. If you want to know how I'm doing, because you know I have a little skit on my record that everybody says, oh, she was on that VH1 Diva show and this and that. And it says people were wondering how I've been. And I've been here. I've just been working. And it says I am well. And it's basically an a cappella interlude of how I've been. So anything you want to know, any questions you got, if you listen to the record, it will answer them all.
All right. What do you mean, Beyond the Darkness?
Beyond the Darkness is really a prophetic declaration over my life, y'all's life, anybody who will get the record's life. Basically, it's basically saying that I've been at some place dark in my life. I've had some situations that were hard to be resolved. I've made a lot of mistakes. But yet and still, I am beyond the darkness. I'm at a place now in my life where I realize that there is a brighter future ahead. That's what the title comes from. It's like for you to open your mouth and prophetically declare that I am beyond the darkness. You know, I come out of a church that taught me that you have what you say. So if you proclaim it's dark in my life, it's going to be dark. But if you say I am beyond the darkness, I am the head and not the tail, I am above and not beneath, then you'll start seeing things change in your life. So I just basically chose to prophetically declare, over my life and everybody else's life that we are beyond the darkness and that a brighter future lies ahead.
When you toured with Mary J. Blige, did you ever think, my season is going to come, and everybody's going to know Tarlem Ramsey? Did you ever think about that?
I mean, absolutely. Working with Mary was unreal. I remember many days going down to catering. And, you know, when you're on a secular tour, it runs totally different from, you know, anything from church. There's buses and planes and, you know, it's just totally different. It's a whole nother world. Right. But I remember being going down to catering, and Mary's dressing room was on our same floor. And she'd say, hey, girl, how you doing? And then we got to the point of where we got so close that I'd go sit down on the floor while she was getting her hair and makeup done, and we'd be laughing and talking like it was crazy. You know, so, yeah, I think everybody, especially when you feel like you have a talent and you've been called to not only the church but to the world in one form or another, and you sing life music that changes people's lives, you definitely feel like I may be singing back up for you now, or I may be doing this now, but my season is coming.